Some years ago, our family was vacationing on the eastern end of Long Island near a little village called Sag Harbor. I was amazing how much that village changed over a period of just 24 hours. One day it was a sleepy little town of tourists, just kind of strolling from store to store. The next day was a chaotic beehive of snarled traffic and anxious people rushing from store to store. You know what made the difference? A hurricane warning. Yeah, a powerful storm was moving up the East Coast, and it was expected to hit that part of Long Island, so people were rushing everywhere to get prepared. Batteries and candles suddenly appeared by every cash register in every store, and they quickly disappeared. People were suddenly living differently when there was a major storm. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I'm going to have a word with you today about the year that everything changed. Now, you may be living a year like that right now, a year when a lot of things have changed, and times like these, hurricane times, can really change your perspective on what's important and how you should be living. In our word for today from the Word of God, beginning with Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1, Isaiah says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord." Now, you're probably not all broken up over Uzziah dying, but he had been king for 52 years. So if you were 52 or under, King Uzziah was the only ruler you'd ever known. And he'd brought his nation to an unparalleled level of prosperity and power, and suddenly he's gone. It was one of those years when everything changed. So let's think of these words in this way, in the year that everything changed. That's when Isaiah says, "I saw the Lord." Well, that's when you usually do, when everything is changing, when the hurricane is blowing you around. Now, it may be that God has shaken your world recently, so you'll see him as you've never seen him before, and so you'll live differently. Now, there are three perspectives God wants you to live by in a season where everything is changing. First, Isaiah says, "I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted." Isaiah describes powerful angelic beings he sees calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." Okay, perspective number one when everything is changing, Lord, you are awesome. God wants you to enter his throne room as Isaiah did, by prayer. He wants you to see his majesty, to realize that by praying, you are entering the throne room from which 100 billion galaxies are governed, and bringing your life and your needs to the one who rules it all. When everything's changing, you need to dwell on the awesomeness of your God. Then Isaiah tells us he cried, "Woe to me, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then he describes how one of the angels touches his lips with a live coal from the altar and says, "Your guilt is taken away." Now that's perspective number two. Lord, I'm a mess. You see, God wants all this change to be a wake-up call that shows you the sin that you haven't dealt with and to let him touch it with his forgiveness and cleansing. And finally, God asks, "Whom shall I send?" And Isaiah says, "Here am I, send me." God wants you to look at his awesomeness and then at your sinfulness and then at the lostness of the people around you. Perspective number three, they are dying. You've seen the King. They never have. And God has sent the storm to refocus your attention on the mission of rescuing the dying people around you. With all that's changed in the world, the things that really matter have not changed. In fact, the changes make the important things more important than ever. Make frequent visits to God's throne room. Go to Jesus' cross to get clean. And go on frequent missions to take some people to heaven with you. With the storm intensifying, focus on the things that really matter, so this can be the time when you really see the Lord.
Thanks, Ron, for that encouragement. Today's reminder, on A Word With You. These life-changing visits by radio are also offered in script form. You can use these A Word With You scripts in your own personal ministry by forwarding them to people you know who are in need of spiritual encouragement. These scripts can also be used to present life's most important relationship with Jesus to people in your life who don't know him. It's all found at Hutchcraft.com. A Word With You is a presentation of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.